Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Adam, good day. Welcome on in.
Bonjour, friends. It's JP over
Hi.
There. Have a nice weekend, did you?
Great weekend,
actually. Yeah, I bet you did.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you had a great weekend.
What, you're saying I didn't have a great
weekend?
Yeah,
I bet you did. No, I bet you did have a great weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you had a lovely old time for your weekend.
I mean, I did.
Yeah,
thanks.
I bet you did. Yeah, fair play to you. It was a great weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ray, question.
No, I don't want to.
Did you have a great weekend?
Let's do a pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Okay. Right.
It's a one question quiz for you here.
One question.
Look at you with your great weekend over there. Great weekend. Did you have a nice weekend? You had a great weekend. One question quiz.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this.
It's a mono quiz.
Right.
In computer security,
for God's sake,
what word can go before code, phrase, and word?
Oh, I wanted to say verification, but it's not.
What word can phrase, go before code, phrase, and word?
It's not catch.
You're pure stupid.
I know I'm tick. We've already sat over many years.
He's
we know this.
He's not even pretending. He's not even pretending not to get
oh,
it.
Oh, hang on. Wait a second. Could you repeat those three words to me, Ray?
I'll hand over to Bradley.
In computer security, what word can go before code, phrase, and word?
This is the chase.
Pass.
Correct. In what play by Shakespeare?
Did you hear it?
I did.
In computer security, what word can go before code, phrase, and word?
Pass.
Correct. Now, in what play by Shakespeare?
Did he know?
No, he said
was
pass.
Passing.
Yeah, he was actually like, bah, I don't know what pass. Right.
In computer security, what word can go before code, phrase, and word?
Pass.
Correct. In what
amazing.
Play by Shakespeare?
That's the answer.
It's happened. It's actually happened. The word pass is an answer. You jammy so-and-so.
Were you actually going to say pass?
No.
Are you buying your words? All right, soft launch day 255.
Today FM's.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say key. Key code,
key yeah. phrase and keyword.
You know, I mean, they're phrases.
In computer security, what word can go before code, phrase, and word?
Pass.
Correct.
All right, forget Bradley. And let's focus on the cash machine. We've 40,000.
I ain't worried about it.
One Republic, I ain't worried. This is Today FM.
Play the music you love.
Hello,
Bob. It's Monday. Gets worse. Foley's on. We play Pitbull before that as well. Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. And that's all of his misters. That's all of his titles.
He's not Mr. International. No, it's just Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Was the web named after him?
Mr. Worldwide Web.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he's a really techie kind of guy.
Pitbull.
I could be wrong on that.
Right.
I think he's more of a party kind of guy than he's a techie
definitely.
Kind of guy.
He's got the party vibe,
he's
doesn't he?
Yeah,
doesn't
Mr. 305, yeah. Pitbull, Caliocho, we played a couple of minutes before that, and Roisin loving it.
Oh, Ray, you're playing my jam.
Your what?
I'm here bopping on the way home after a girl's night away in Killinard, and this is just my jam. You're getting me home safe and sound.
Well, do you know what? The gang's all here.
Hello.
Including Roisin. Hello, Roisin. Playing her jam this afternoon. Do I have a jam? I don't think I have a jam.
You don't?
I'm more of a Nutella than a marmalade.
Would you like, when it comes to marmalade, are you a medium cut man or are you a thick cut man?
Sorry, what did you call me?
Are you a medium
cut? Did you go
cut
on the air and
man
call me
or a thick cut man?
You called me a thick
cut? I didn't call you anything.
So
I
what
merely
did
asked,
you call
I
me?
Posed a question.
As children being collected from school,
and
a broadside on a Monday afternoon, I haven't even had a Coke Zero yet. And the abuse. Did you hear that, Ireland? Did you hear the abuse he just threw at me?
Do you remember the old-time Irish marmalade, the thick cut variety of the marmalade?
The marmalade.
I think I need a drink of water.
You better be very careful over there, because it's in your head now. And you're going to end up
saying
this.
The marmalade is in my head. You're right, Brett. I think I've got goosebumps.
JP nearly got himself cancelled there, lads. It was brilliant. No, alarmingly, surprisingly, controversially, I don't like any sort of cut in my marmalade.
Okay.
I like it cut free. Peel free, peel.
So no cut.
Just use the word peel.
Okay.
Just so we're all clear.
I'd say that's jelly, though.
It is kind of a jelly, yeah. It's kind of like an orange-flavoured jelly, but it's lovely. Because then, do you know what the wonderful thing about using peel-free marmalade?
What's that, right?
Is that you're not worried about getting any bits
losing
of
your job.
Well, they not losing your job. And you're not worried about getting any bits of peel on your toast. It's very reassuring to know that, like, what, I'm not going to be picking this out now. It's great. I don't have to worry about that. It's kind of a crappy Monday, though, isn't it? Because terrible news on Saturday morning. Kilty got the Late Late Show. That's right. Patrick Kilty. They've announced, anyway. Whatever. What does an announcement mean?
Hang on a second.
I announced. I
would imagine that's fairly official.
No, I don't know. September is a long way off. He might yet drop out. Sure, he himself said it's really hard. It's so hard. You have to be. This is when he was being interviewed. Patrick Kilty was being asked if he was getting the late, if he was going to take the Late Late Show, and his response was, "It's so hard chatting for 2 hours on a Friday night, 37 times in a year, for €500,000, guys." Guys, it's so hard. You see, it's so hard.
I've done chat shows before. I know how difficult they are, and I've been a guest on the Late Late Show, and I've sat alongside Ryan doing his stuff. And whoever gets that gig, they're going to have...
So hard.
Not all heroes wear capes, right?
Difficult is the word to use here.
I've done chat shows before. I know how difficult they are, and I've been...
Yeah, so hard. It's just really hard, I'd say. I hope, given that it's so difficult and so hard, Paddy... I hope they pay you somewhere between €250,000 and €500,000. Because it's so hard. See, the other story as well, they're concerned. He's gonna stay living in London. He's going to commute in and out for it. Patrick Kilty presented the Late Late Show on Friday nights, but he's going to remain in London and then fly over, maybe stay in a hotel or whatever. There are concerns about the cost of that. They're saying it could add an extra €30,000 on top of the budget for him to be flying in and out and staying in hotels. That's a pretty conservative number, I would say.
Should he not be footing that bill himself?
I don't know how it works. They're saying it could cost that. And they're also saying that because he's staying in London, he'd be out of touch. He wouldn't be in touch with Irish people. Because Tubberty living out in his €3 million mansion out in Monkstown was so in touch with the rest of us, wasn't he?
That's fire!
So, without further ado, Ireland, I have been left with no option following my campaign over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And following this announcement from RTE,
yeah,
I've been left with no option but to take Philip Schofield's job on this morning.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to be a tough one. They're going to be flying me in and out. Well, that's the plan anyway. I'm declaring myself in the running. Sorry to Dermot. Who else is doing that thing?
Alison Hammond's on it.
Sorry to Alison. My apologies, Alison. The Irish fella, with the dog and the Twitter. The good looking fella, the Irish fella. David Guetta and Sia. Titanium. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on for your Monday. And thank you indeed for all the texts. Lovely sentiments, lovely messages from people saying congratulations on getting this morning with Holly. So it's going to be Ray and Holly. No, it's not confirmed that I'm getting it. I'm just announcing that I'm in the running. Much like I did with the Late Late Show. I'm hereby announcing that I'm very much in the running to take over for Phil Schofield on this morning. They're going to fly me in and out.
Sorry, when you say they're going to, that sounds like you've
I'm announcing.
Okay.
That they're going to fly me in and out.
We're doing this again, okay.
And there's some concern that because I'll be flying in and out, that I'll be out of touch with the people of England. Much like there's concern about Patrick Kilty being out of touch with the people of Ireland because he's going to be living in London. It's going to work the other way. So they're going to hit us with that. I'm going to hit them with this. It's only fair. You're welcome. Take one for the team. Do you want to do some voice notes or do you want to do some roll calls?
Yeah, roll call.
So roll call?
I mean, do you want to? I mean, it seems like you're already in the departure lounge.
No, I'm staying.
Your head's not in the game.
I'm staying.
Are you going to double job?
I'm not giving up the radio.
How's that going to work? Because what time does this morning finish? Like 11,
it's
half 11?
It's a 20-minute flight.
Right.
20 minutes over.
Okay.
Straight in the road.
Right.
Bus lane in the taxi. Not a bother.
Do we have a helipad into the FM?
Raise my name. There's JP.
Hiya. On show.
On show, Ray, Paul, flat to the mat and letter Kenny here. Love the show. Hey, hey. Cheers, Paul. On show, lads, don't be complaining about Mondays. What a day to be alive. The summer is well and truly here in Waterford from Katrina. Katrina, it's gorgeous in Dublin as well. Actually, do you know what? Is there a chance of a couple of summery vibe tunes? Is that a thing we could potentially do?
Oh.
And what's it like around the nation this afternoon? Is this nice sunny weather? 0874 100 102. Looking beautiful in Dublin, it has to be said. But that's only fairly recent, actually. It was pretty overcast this morning. And Ray, what's it like dragging JP through each show? Is he in studio as part of a training scheme you run into the FM for Pather?
Cheers, thanks, brother.
And Jez Ray, you have the loyalty of a cat. JP, he's dropping you like a hot potato the first chance he gets from Sue. What do you mean dropping him like a hot potato? What's she talking about?
Well, am I going to co-present on this morning with you, Ray?
We'll have you around in some capacity. We'd hate to lose you.
Thanks.
But we'd keep you around.
Cheers.
Do you know, like an internship. You'd be a great
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best start with a K. Careplus.ie.
I'm playing The Killers on Today FM in a couple of minutes. And Pink next.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Are we
dancers? Dancer!
Oh, James.
It's spreading.
Oh, James, love. You see, James, they sing Dancer at the end of that one, so you don't need to do Dancer. Do you know? Can I time it, actually? One second. Can I chop it on? 1 second, please.
It'll be good if it works. Anyway.
Dancer.
Perfect.
Are we human? Or are we dancer?
That's radio. Now that's radio. Killers and Human. Today FM playing the music you love.
A very good afternoon.
Ray Foley's my name. Feeling good. Actually, do you know who must be feeling good? Joy Neville, I'd say, is feeling pretty good today.
Oh, yeah.
Big celebration today for Joy. This is Ireland's Joy Neville to make history as first woman to officiate. Am I saying officiate correctly?
I think you should say officiate.
Officiate.
Well. You've the choice.
Officiate or officiate at the Men's Rugby World Cup. It's on September, isn't it? Am I right there?
Yep.
Oh, we're wading into difficult territory now for Ray Foley.
What's that?
Ray's fully stupid now when it comes to rugby. Ray's fully stupid with a lot of things, but when it comes to rugby, it's a whole other level. This is Joy. She's a Limerick-born referee. She's been named as a TMO, among seven TMOs for the tournament. It takes place in France. September 8th starts. Does it rugby kick off? Does it throw in? Or
it kicks off.
It kicks off.
It does kick off, yeah.
Let me call my Joy guy.
Okay. That's Andy.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Joy?
Speaking.
Hello, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hey, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling with one thing to say to you.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Flying the flag for Ireland. Well, you won't be flying a flag as such.
That's one way to get a call, I tell you. If I got one of those every day, I'd be a happy woman.
Well, I tell you what, I'll call you same time tomorrow, Joy.
Excellent.
Genuinely, though, congratulations. Are you the only woman, are you the first woman to be named in such a role?
I am, Ray, but I don't like going down that route.
Really, why?
Personally. I am. It's absolutely, like, look, it's an honour. I'm delighted to be there. Put a lot of hard work in there. But, you know, working with all the lads, you know, the Andy Braces, the Frank Murphys, the George Francis, I always said to them, treat me no different. I want to be treated the exact same. I want to get there in merit. And I just want to put the hard work in and treat me the exact same as anyone else. And,
You are there on merit, though, aren't you?
No, I am. But I hear a lot of, oh, you're the first woman, you know, what does that mean to you? And, you know, it's great. And I'd hope to think it opens up more opportunities for others to come through, you know. But in the end of the day, I'm there to do a job. I'll probably look back in years to come and go, wow, you know, a lot of what I've achieved, I'd be very proud of. But at the moment, as I said to the lads, the hard work only begins here, you know. It's a big tournament to go into. And I'm thoroughly looking forward to the challenge. So, yeah, bring it on.
Absolutely, bring it on. Why did they announce it so early? Because it's months out, isn't it?
Yeah, but they have to, I suppose, because there's a lot of preparation in the works in the lead up to the World Cup. I mean, there's TRC games, 20s World Cup in South Africa, all the TMOs that have been selected to work the Men's World Cup in September will be involved in the 20s out in South Africa because they're using Hawkeye. So to get used to the personnel and the technology. So there's a lot of games in the lead up to the World Cup.
Okay.
So there's a lot in it.
You're already getting stuck in. Come here now, Joy. Here's a funny old question for you. What's a TMO?
same as the VAR, better.
What? Same as what?
Same as the VAR, but better.
The VAR, of course, but better. But your role then, because you were previously a referee, or you have been a referee, and then you've gone into the TMO role. Tell us about the switch. Why did you switch?
Well, no, I still am a ref. It's just, you know, when you're put in the mix to go to a Men's World Cup, you're in the mix as an AR, assistant referee or a TMO. And I suppose what happened in my case was I fell pregnant, and I suppose the on-field activity had to be reduced significantly for obvious reasons. So you know, being contracted full time with the IRFU, you know, instead of twiddling my thumbs, they said, look, would you be interested in TMOing? And that way you can stay involved in the game and you know, still get fixtures week in, week out. And, you know, it was a great opportunity. And I thought, wow, this is a, you know, a big chance for me to make it to a Men's World Cup as a TMO, two and a half years out of putting in, you know, being selected for different fixtures internationally, Six Nations, June Internationals. And each game, I was very aware that I needed to put in good performances. I wouldn't say, you know, being human, we don't get everything right, we don't get everything perfect, but it was about, you know, putting in really good performances and learning from those experiences and driving on. So, delighted to be on the phone to you now, knowing that I'll be on the plane.
You made it. What do you have at your disposal right in front of you? Like, do you have a team of people that would work under you to go, listen, rewind that back there for a second, or show me that different shot? I want to see that from a different angle. What do you have right there and then? Because you're hardly twiddling all the knobs yourself, are you?
Well, I tell you, in URC Pro 14, let's say, you have a live screen and a delay screen. That's it. Then you choose to go formal or not. But at international level, you have your live screen, your delay screen, and you have an EVS operator, a guy or girl who has eight other angles of the same picture right in front of you, and they can mark things and they can reverse and rewind and, you know, do all sorts. So it's a wonderful technology to have. And I suppose it speeds up the whole process.
Where are you? Are you, like, right beside the pitch, or do they put you off in a separate room so you can't be... Where exactly are you? Do you get a sense of the crowd or of the atmosphere of the game at all?
Again, it depends on the competition. It depends on the venue. You can either be up in the stands, in a room, in the middle, right in the smack in the middle of the halfway line, or you can be in a van, a big, massive... a van out the back where you're working with the directors and the other personnel. So again, it depends.
Could you do it from home?
No.
You have to be there.
You have to be there. And that's part of the fun, you know.
Oh, geez, getting away, yeah, because you're part of a team.
Having
the
crack, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do it at home. What fun would that be?
do you have any snacks while you're watching it?
Absolutely. So you have to drive the energy, don't you?
Absolutely. What do you have?
a few jellies here or there. They look after you well in the truck, I must say. Like, they have a whole range of stuff, and they're always saying, you know, what you want, what you need. So they're pretty cool like that.
Have they told you what your games are going to be? I guess you're not allowed to be involved in any Irish games, are you? Or what, how does that work?
No. Can't be involved in any Irish games. Can't be involved in any of the with any of the teams that are in Ireland's group.
Okay, right. So have they told you then what you are getting?
So we go to Toulouse on the 26th of June for a week, a team bonding / collaboration. We'll get our appointments there up to the knockouts, and then it's completely performance based thereafter.
Right, and it's September 8th is the date you're working towards.
September 8th until the 28th of October. So
Bring it on.
Good few weeks. Bring it on is right. Yeah.
Joy Neville, once again, thanks so much for taking the call. Huge congratulations.
I get this call again tomorrow?
Well, same time. About quarter to three, yeah?
All right, I'll be ready.
Joy Neville.
Yeah, what a
legend.
Thanks, Dad.
Cheers, Joy. All the best.
Come on,
Ireland. Well, she's not biased.
Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
Oh, cool. So it's such a big, such huge responsibility, such a big job, and just taking it in a stride and being
huge.
Cool about
I'd
it.
Say Joy hasn't been asked about her choice of snacks before, so props to you, Ray.
Hard hitting, tough questions here. Ray will always ask about the jellies. Stay here. I got Lizzo next, right here.
Today FM's.
Rihanna, Calvin Harris, this is what you came for. Is it though? Like, seriously. Standards slipping, if that's the case. This is Today FM and the music you love. Ray Foley, Monday afternoon. Hi, is it? I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
Yeah, we heard a bit of Ronan Keating earlier on, talking about the 100K in 30 days. This is on in June, isn't it? I've got details here, one second. 100K in 30 days. What kind of maths is that then, John Paul?
Hey, I've told you before, it's around 3K a day.
3K a day. Yeah, 100K in 30 days. So that's 3K a day is all right. You could walk that, like.
Oh, you could, yeah.
But you'd have to do it every day is the only issue.
For 100 days.
You couldn't have a lazy.
No, hang on. That's all right.
For 30 days.
Yeah,
30 days. 100K in 30 days for breast cancer in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation. It's on between the 1st and the 30th of June. And we heard a bit of Ronan there a couple of minutes ago. Your favourite Boyzone or Ronan Keating?
Oh.
We've got Boyzone over there no matter what. That's some hot chicken. That's Nando's peri peri. He's having over there. Chicken. Oh, spicy. Chicken. What's the one I like? The Boyzone song that I always like. That I was like, man. Boyzone.
Is it Working My Way Back to You? It's not.
Do I have
Working That is a good song.
That was the original one. Got words. Boyzone, Working My Way Back to You.
What a bop.
Yeah, boy, yeah. I think it kicks straight in with a chorus.
I'll be working my way back to you.
Unbelievable scenes. Love me for a reason as well. I should be less focused on Boyzone. Because we heard Ronan. This is for the 100K in 30 days with the Marie Keating Foundation. And he's encouraging people to get... Hang on, let me go dig out some Ronan. I'm actually only going to give you two Ronan options. I'll give you two Ronan options, right? Because I've got my two favourites and I don't want you picking either of them. Let's see. There's yeah, so there's Life is a Roller Coaster.
Of course, yeah.
Which is na 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 na.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na. I love this song.
Was this written by Greg Alexander?
I think there was an involvement there, yeah.
Okay.
Was he involved in the production or producing or writing or lyrics or something like that? New Radicals. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Seriously, this is a banger.
You really got my talent to spin.
And the best one, his finest work, in my opinion. Oh, come on, yeah.
go, oh.
Ah, come on, yeah.
Ah, come on, yeah.
Ah, come on, yeah.
Ah, come on, yeah.
Go on, Gordon. Ah, come on, yeah.
Ah, come on, yeah.
Come on, yeah. Is it an come on, yeah?
Ah, come on, yeah.
That's rubbish.
What's wrong with what's what are
come
you
on,
about?
Yeah.
Ah, come on, yeah.
You gotta get throaty with the ah.
Ah, come on, yeah. Ah, come on, yeah.
I mean, you know, it takes Ronan Keating to do Ronan Keating.
Ah, come on, yeah. Ow! So Ronan's encouraging us to get involved in the 100K in 30 days. Come on, yeah. Let's talk to Ronan after Ronan. This is Today FM. Ronan Keating. Loving each day as if it's the last. Today FM.
Come on, yeah.
All right, Ronan. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoons. So good from Boyzone. Someone texted in.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite Boyzone song. I always think of it as the, you know, because the beep, 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 beep at the beginning of it. Now you're talking.
Come on, lads. What is it? We're gonna be so
good. Incredible scenes.
Come on, yeah.
I'm coming on, Ronan.
Come on, yeah.
Ronan's like, come on, yeah. Mentioned the 100K in 30 days. In aid of the Marie Keating Foundation. Let me call my Ronan Keating guy.
Do please, yeah.
You don't mind.
This is exciting.
Where is he, in London?
He would be, wouldn't he? He works over there.
Does he live in London as well?
No, no. Hang on. Is nothing happening there?
It's ringing.
Hello.
Come on, yeah.
Is that Ronan Keating?
It is indeed. How are you, Ray?
It's Ronan Keating.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
How's it going?
Well, good, man. How are you? Where are you? You're in London, are you?
I'm in London. I'm at home. It's a madhouse. Kids just home from school.
It sounds crazy there at the moment. Are they only, they're only coming in the door now, are they?
They're only coming in the door. I'm hiding. Hang on.
Get a quiet spot. Yeah, just out of the madness, just for a minute or two. Were you up early this morning?
I'm always up early. Yeah, up at 5 a.m. this morning. Did breakfast radio. Got home. Did a bit of work in the yard, and just cracking on.
Unbelievable. Ronan does the early morning show, the breakfast show on Magic Radio, which is like we're cousins. Because you're all in the same family. Sure. Between over here and over there. Where the Irish cousins ringing.
One big happy family in the asylum. Exactly.
And how's it going? How's the early mornings treating you?
Yeah, you know, it's grand. It's fine. I mean, it's never nice getting up early, but the show's fun. You know, it's 5 years that we've put into it and invested in it now, Harriet and myself. So you've kind of, it's a thing now, you know. It's a long-term thing for now anyway.
Well, 5 years at it. Did you have that feeling? Because I suppose you were in another leg of entertainment. Was there a sort of a feeling? Yeah. Oh, sure, I'll just try this out for a while. I'm a singer, really.
Well, I guess I spent so much time in radio stations, and I kind of figured out how it all worked. But being on the other side of it is very different. And then when you're in the scenario where you're actually interviewing people rather than being interviewed, it's a whole other process and a whole other way of thinking. And then from there, I went on and did the one show and did it. You know, I think the 2 years in lockdown, it was great having those outlets and being able to access to you know, presenting gigs like that on Magic and One Show. But now that live music is back and I'm back gigging and traveling again, it's nice to have that back in my life. And I realize how much it means to me because when it's been taken away for a couple of years like that. So I'll still do a bit of it, but trying to concentrate more on getting back on stage again and getting back in the studio and writing and recording.
Now that's it's interesting you say you're going to focus more on the music because with the one show experience and with Phil gone now on This Morning, have there been conversations? Has it been floated or suggested?
It's been ringing off the hook all morning, Ray.
Well, you know, you wouldn't be the worst shout. You'd be good old shout at it.
No, sure, look, Kilty's in the late show now. I thought he was going to get the call.
Yeah, well, Well, he's got the late show. The less said about that, the better. Yeah. I'm still smarting after that loss. It's it's devastating.
We'll miss Tubbs. He's been brilliant, but I think Paddy will be great. You know, it'll take time. It's a huge responsibility. Taking on the Late Late Show like that. But look, I think Paddy's going to be great. Give him a bit of time. It's going to be different, which is what, you know, that's what they're going for. It's a totally different... His approach to presenting will be totally different to Tubbs, which is fair enough. So I think give it a bit of time. Let's see how he does.
Yeah, I think he'll be well able, and he's got the caliber, he's got the experience.
Yes,
it'll take to
definitely.
Like a duck to water. He's going to have zero issues from day one.
He's matured really well as well. You know, this is the thing. All of us, he started young in the industry, and we're used to seeing him in different situations. But you know, he's spent a lot of time away from Ireland. He's been in America. He's been a family man. You know, he's raising his children, and now you know he's had a lot of experience with. Life basically, which is what you need for a role like that. I think, you know, I think he's ready for it. I think it'd be brilliant.
Mm. Speaking of maturing, you're a granddad now. How are you feeling?
No, tell me about it.
Grandpops. Gramps.
Thanks, pal. Thanks for that.
She's beautiful. Pops. This is baby Maya.
Let's say Pops.
Pops. But you've gone for Pops instead of granddad, is it?
I'll take Pops, yeah. I anything with grand in it, I'm not taking that.
Yeah, grand, please God, or grand, thank God, but not granddad. The most fabulous, seriously, the most fabulous granddad, and Yvonne as well, the most fabulous granny. Unbelievable. But you're delighted though, are you?
Storm and I are over the moon. We are absolutely. We're doting grandparents. but yes, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's you know, Jack's doing great. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, congratulations. It's fantastic. Let's have a chat about the 100K in 30 days. This is for breast cancer and the Marie Keating Foundation. And I suppose you're really throwing your support behind it this year, and it kicks off at the beginning of June. You want us all to get the runners on, get ourselves sorted.
Yeah, well, it's a great opportunity for the Marie Keating Foundation to team up with 100K in 30 days. They choose a charity every year. They've chosen Marie Keating Foundation, which is wonderful. And we're incredibly excited. We're diving into it. I'm taking it on. Storm's taking it on. All the team on Magic, Harriet, and all the other DJs on Magic are going to jump in and do it too. It is what it is. It's 100 kilometres. It's not £100,000 that we need you to raise. We need you to run 100 kilometres or walk it in 30 days. And it's very doable. 3.3K a day if you do it every day, where that's a huge responsibility to try and, wedge that into your day every day. But some, 6.6K a day, you do it in 15 days or whatever way you break it down. And it's massive for us. It's 25 quid to register on 100K in 30days.ie. And from there, then you take it upon yourself. You know, in whatever shape or form you do the 100K. And it's brilliant. It's getting people outdoors. It's getting people active. And where the money's going is incredibly important to the Marie Keating Foundation Cancer Services.
Your mom's gone. It's 25. We've heard the ads actually running. It's 25 years since your mom passed away. Does this sort of... Yeah, I know. The time seems to fly for all of us, but particularly for you. Does being involved in this sort of... I suppose it's going to be a legacy for you as well as this continues, this goes on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's wonderful for us, all the mom's children, that we can, have, a mom's name in our life like this every day. Because, we're all committed to the Marie Keating Foundation. And for us, her legacy and her memory... is very important to us, and what she did as a mother for all of her children, the sacrifices mothers make for their children, and it's she's incredibly important to us. So for us to be able to do this in her memory, in her name, 25 years later, is very special. And it's not just in Ireland; we do it in the UK and in Germany and in South Africa and Australia. It's mental, countries my mum never got to visit, sadly, but yeah, her name is known there, and that's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's really touching and really important as well that people know that your mum's cancer could have been preventable. It could have been caught, and that's what it's all about as well.
I mean, it's heartbreaking. It's the most curable form of breast cancer she had, but came from a generation that found it hard to go to the doctor and get checked. And with that, she just ignored it and ignored it until sadly it was too late. And
you know, she went through what she went through for 2 years. It was very tough for all of us kids to see, and we didn't want anyone else, you know, to go through that. So that's why in the months and the weeks that after Mum passed away, you're kicking around the house and you're angry and you're confused, and you know, Linda and myself, we said, well, let's, you know, use this energy and try and turn it into something. So we started the Marie Keating Foundation. All of the kids got involved, and we've fundraised in all shapes and forms for years, and golf tournaments and golf charity events, should I say, black tie balls, whatever way that we can. And it's been phenomenal. The mobile units are out there on the road. It's a free service. People can go on board and, you know, ask all of those questions, the difficult questions. And, you know, we have lots of different services within the Marie Keating Foundation, the Comfort Fund, which is incredibly important, where people can access funds to pay for travel when they're going up to the hospital to get their treatment, to pay for wigs when they can't afford, you know, all of these things that, you know, some people with money might take for granted. There are people out there suffering, going through this bloody disease with, you know, without money to be able to make it comfortable for them. So, you know, the Comfort Fund is very important for the Marie Keating Foundation. So this is where all of the money, the 100K in 30 days, will go.
Yeah, it's great to get the reminder of how it will be spent. And if anyone's thinking, "Ash, geez, I'm too lazy," or whatever, it's getting bright. Yeah. It's warmer weather. You can throw the runners on. Yeah. Do the 3K.
Yep.
Do you do much training yourself, Ronan? Would you be doing a burst of 130K or 215s or 520s? Yeah. I'm terrible at the maths. How will you be doing it?
I'll probably do 200 or 300K across June. But yeah, Jack's doing it. My son. We were in the gym this morning. We're training. We're getting fit. We're getting ready for it. But yeah, I mean, we like to try and stay fit as a family, and it's very important for your mental health as much as anything else. So yeah, I'll be doing it. Storm will be doing it. Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Absolutely. Well, listen. Thanks so much for taking the call. Lovely to catch
up
with you. And
you too.
If anyone wants to do it, it's www.100kin30days.ie. Ronan Keating on the air. Always
thank
a pleasure, sir. Lovely to talk to the cousins.
Ray.
Go on, go and do the homework now. Go on, bye.
Take care.
See you. Bye, bye, bye.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
If you want to do it, it's do you know what? It'll get you up and out, give you something to do, give you a focus, and it's all for an incredible cause. You heard what they do with the Marie Keating Foundation. www.100kin30days.ie. If you can get involved, that would be fabulous, fantastic, and get moving. Right, I'm making the call on the cash machine. Do we have a winner? We'll find out in a couple of minutes, and I'll play some Niall Horan for you next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Niall Horan in Heaven, this is Today FM. Hey,
no way.
Oh my God. Thousands of euro on the line this afternoon, and guess what?
Today FM's
cash machine. I'm the one making the call. Oh, hold on to your asses.
Keys to the house, Foley, huh?
Unbelievable. Right, if you manage to get your text in before 3 o'clock, loads of love coming in on text, by the way, for Ronan Keating this afternoon. Ah, he's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart of a man. And he's pushing us to do the 100K in 30 days. Actually, I've got some 100K in 30 days prizes to give away this afternoon. I'll do that later on. Meantime, we've got to do this cash machine, baby. If you got your text in before 3 o'clock this afternoon, we could be calling you now. Answer within 5 rings and give us the exact amount, and you win all of the money. Without further ado...
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Hello there, this is Ray Foley calling with a cash machine call if you've got the time for us this afternoon.
I do.
What's your name, sir?
Michael Fitzgerald.
Michael Fitzgerald, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you feeling today? How was your weekend?
Is this real?
This is 100%, 1 million percent real.
My weekend was brilliant, so I think my week's going to be better.
Well, fingers crossed. If you got it written down, what did you get up to for the weekend?
I was working. So, very lucky to have written it down, I think, if I can just get it hang up.
Yeah, absolutely. You jog on, do what you got to do, grab what you got to grab.
Okay, I think I have it here.
All right then, Michael, in your own time.
It's 40,713.21.
Is correct! €40,713.21. Where are you, Michael?
Ennis, County Clare.
In Clare. And what are you working today, or are you off?
I'm just home from my lunch break, and I'm thinking about not going back.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We have 40 grand in your back pocket. Why would you? What do you do?
I work in Shannon in air traffic control.
In air traffic control?
I do.
Nice. Will you be jetting off someplace nice yourself with that cash, or any plans?
I'll have to get the diary in now and start planning, but no, you've made my day. You've made my year. It's brilliant.
Is there anything you'd like to spend it on?
I'd say once the wife and three kids hear about it, they'll probably have it spent, but I'll hopefully keep some for myself.
What are their names?
So it's Joanne, Amy, Cuiva and Keane.
Okay, you've got a phone call to make now yourself, sir.
I certainly do. Listen, that's amazing. That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Michael. All the best. Many
Thank
congrats.
You. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you. Today FM. So back in Dr. Dre, California Love. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's Chip.
How are you?
Do you want details of this prize now or what?
Well, you've been teasing people about it, so you might as well give the details.
We chatted to Ronan Keaton a few minutes ago about 100k in 30 days. Not 300k in 100 days. See, how would that work now?
I suppose you could do it like three times, couldn't you? In what? Theory. In theory. I mean, as long as you register and sign up and pay the £25, it doesn't really matter how many times you do it.
When I was asking Ronan Keane if he's doing it, or what's he doing, or how's he breaking it up, he says he's going to do a few hundred, and he's going to end up doing a few. We're only asking for 100k, yeah?
Correct.
Ronan says he's going to do a few hundred.
That's Keating for you, you know?
That's Ronan all over, isn't it?
He's on the radio, he's on the TV, he's singing, he's running.
He's dashing, he's running from Billy to Jack.
How do you think he stays so lean?
He looks sensational.
He actually does.
How old is Ronan Keaton?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Boyzone.
Hey Siri,
no,
how old is Ronan Keating? As you?
Yeah.
Ronan Keating is 46 years old.
Right, he's 46. Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that, actually, yeah.
All right, brother. 46. He's only 4 years older than me. And he looks 15 years younger. 100K in 30 days for breast cancer in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation. It's on from the 1st to the 30th of June. And over the last 4 years, this event has raised €4 million for breast cancer services in Ireland. The funds from this year will support community nursing services, schools, cancer awareness programs, survive and thrive programs, and positive living workshops with the Marie Keating Foundation. If you can, please do get involved. www.100kin30days.ie. And every day this week, we've got a €200 lifestyle sports voucher and a two-night stay at the Hilton Hotel in Dublin up for grabs. It includes breakfast each morning and dinner on one evening in the Charlemont Bistro. To be with a chance of winning, you have to take our 3K challenge, where we ask you three questions. All the answers begin with the letter K. Get three correct and you've won our 3K challenge. All right, so it's 3K a day.
Mm.
Over the 30 days.
Yeah.
I think it's genius. If you want to play our 3K challenge, here's what we want you to do. First, go on www.100kin30days.ie. Sign up there. And then text us 100K. 100, just the number 100 with a K after it, along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100-102. We're going to play our game in a few minutes.
Ray Foley.
Good fun.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Be having good fun. Just have some good fun with the
great
game.
Fun, yeah.
Good, great fun. Play Jax Jones for you. Ed Sheeran, eyes closed. This is Today FM.
I can't. Sorry.
And the music you love. Good afternoon. Raise my name there, JP.
Hi.
You okay?
I'm good, yeah.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, I had a great... We've already been over this. I had a great weekend.
Cool.
You particular problem with me having a good weekend?
I did nothing over the weekend.
A good weekend.
I got home at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. I did absolutely nothing. I played God of War Ragnarok on the PlayStation 5 until I got angry at being crap at it. This is the way I play all video games. I play until I get frustrated and angry at myself. And I'm terrible at video games. So I play them until I can't get past a bit. And then I'll keep coming back until I beat the bit. Or after maybe 2 or 3 days, I'm done with the game then. I'm never touching it again.
Can I ask a question, Ray, about your weekend?
You just did.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, follow up.
Did you change your bottoms across the weekend?
I did, because I needed to take the kids to trampolining on Saturday. Otherwise, I wouldn't.
Your justification, the required justification for changing your pants.
They do a trampoline and bounce, 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 I call it. Some trampolining camp, or kind of like a trampoline, acrobatics kind of thing that they do. So I, because other parents were going to see me, I changed into the jeans. And then I was got home and I was straight back into the tracksuit bottoms again when I got home. Meanwhile, then there's a double amputee climber made history by climbing Everest over the weekend.
Put it away.
I was playing God of War Ragnarok in my Canterburys.
Yeah, I had the same pair.
A former Gurkha soldier who lost both his legs in Afghanistan. The man has no legs. He climbed Everest over the weekend. Me, I struggled to put my jeans on to take my children to trampolines.
And you got frustrated by a computer game, right?
He's reached the top of Mount Everest, making mountaineering history. Hari Buddha Magar, his name is. He's 43 years of age. He became a year older than me. He became the first double above the knee amputee to summit the world's tallest mountain. He'd wait until May 19th to reach the summit. 18 days at base camp. There's a photograph of him. He literally has no legs.
He's no legs there, no.
He climbed Mount Everest
over the
weekend.
The boy's done well. You got to credit where credit's due, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
I felt like crying after eating pizza.
You know, everyone's got their own challenges, right?
Ridiculous.
Some people have a higher ceiling, right?
This is literally the top of the world. 100K in 30 days. Maybe I can try this. It's for a fantastic cause. It's all in association with the Marie Keating Foundation this year. And over the last 4 years, the event has raised €4 million for breast cancer services in Ireland. Marie Keating is the focus this year. And as Ronan was telling us earlier on, they do amazing work. Community nursing services, schools cancer awareness programs, survive and thrive programs, and positive living workshops. 100k in 30 days.ie is the website, and we're looking for you to sign up. And we have a prize to give away every day this week. What's wrong with you?
It's ringing. Nothing wrong with me.
Whom am I ringing?
Becca, she's in Tip.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Becca.
Hi.
Hi, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hello, Raymond. How are you?
I'm merely all right. How was your weekend?
Grand. Actually grand. Did nothing.
Did you do anything nice? Did you climb Mount Everest?
I actually didn't.
No.
I feel kind of bad about it now.
You took
it
easy.
No legs.
This guy with no legs climbed Mount Everest.
I know.
I can't climb up the stairs without whinging.
Yeah, one of our texters, 0874-100-102, is pointing out that the guy who climbed Everest won't have sore legs after it. However, I'd imagine most other parts of his body will be aching since the effort he put in.
He's not able to complain about having sore legs in the way that I complain about having sore legs going up the stairs.
Yeah.
But he will be able to complain about just everything else. Yeah, fair enough. Right, Becca, are we doing this thing?
Yeah. We'll give it a go anyway.
100K in 30 days. You've signed up. I saw did you send us a screen grab on your text? Yeah.
Yeah. I heard Ronan talking about it and I was like, oh, that's really nice. It's really nice thing to do. So.
And it's only 3K a day across the 30 days. So it is
and
actually quite manageable.
I was even saying to my colleague, like, I could do 10K one day and then take a break the next day. So, you know.
See, this is, I see, now you're getting into dangerous territory. And this is the thing that concerns me now, okay? that like 3K a day I could do.
Manageable, yeah.
I couldn't do 6K in one day though.
How do you know?
If I left one day off, I'd be like, then I'd be bunched.
You'd lose your momentum, would you?
Psychologically, then I'd be done. And then if it gets to three, like doing 9K in one day, forget it.
The guy has no legs, can like climb Everest.
So would you stop? Would you stop? You keep bringing up the guy with no legs. Becca, it's unnecessary.
There's nothing for my mental health there, Becca.
Sorry.
You're demeaning me and diminishing me. Right, we're playing an exciting game, Becca.
Okay.
Because it's 3K a day we're looking for, we're doing 3K today. It's our... What have you got a name for it?
3K challenge.
Okay. We've got a €200 lifestyle sports voucher for you and a two-night stay at the Hilton Hotel in Dublin up for grabs. But only if you give us your 3Ks, Beck. Are you ready?
Okay.
We need 3Ks out of you. Your first K is... Which K had a hit in 1985 with the song Walking on Sunshine?
Katrina and the Waves.
Katrina with a K. Well
great
done.
Start. Great
well
start. Done. That's
1K. 1K done. 1K down. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm actually sweating. Like, I'm stressed.
There you go.
Do that to you, yeah.
Think about even just reaching base camp. You'd be sweating.
Yeah.
And you with two legs, Becca. You do have two legs.
Do you need oxygen yet, Becca? You're all right. You don't need
okay.
oxygen.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
All right, let's go again. For your second K, here we go. Complete this phrase, Becca. Oh, my God, they killed...
Kenny.
Kenny's right, it's 2K. The second K.
2K, well done. You're nearly there.
Becca, for the win, for the summit.
Have you hit the wall yet?
No. I'm getting there.
What K is an African country famous for safaris?
Kenya.
You're right! Beautiful Kenya. That's 3Ks, 3 correct Ks for you. And you've won a €200 lifestyle sports voucher, so you can get suited and booted ahead of the 100K in 30 days in June. And you've got a two-night stay at the Hilton Hotel in Dublin as well. You can do that afterwards, once you've earned it.
Oh, that's good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And thank you so much for taking part in our fun game.
No worries. Thank you. Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yeah, well you made me wait for it.
Nice.
And I appreciate that. Go on, Beck. Have a lovely week.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Destiny's Child at 8 FM. And that's our little broadcast for Monday afternoon. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. And you got a great week to look forward to. So much, though, we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. We didn't get to do the phone-in Keating show, where Ronan Keating tells us he's working on a new phone-in radio show concept called the Phone-in Keating Show. We didn't get to do A Storm is Brewing, where Ronan Keating's wife, Storm, offers to brew us a cup of tea in A Storm is Brewing. And we didn't get to do Storm in a Teacup.
Yep.
Where Ronan Keating's wife, Storm, reveals her favourite theme park ride. Spoiler alert, is the teacups. Maybe we'll get to do that on the show tomorrow. Great news. Matt's next.
Ray Foley.